You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
How long do you guys sleep on average at night? You guys get 8 hours. They recommend 8 hours,
right? Six to seven.
Never. I get like three, maybe.
Four or five.
10. Yeah.
You get 10?
Oh, I'm a sleeper.
I'm so jealous.
10 hours?
I wish.
I am a sleeper.
But what time are you going to bed? 8 o'clock?
I usually go to bed. Well, when I work here, I don't get 8 hours of sleep. Also, I found I'm funnier when I've slept less. So I think it works better for me. But when I'm not here, yeah, I get like 10 hours of sleep. I go to bed at like 10:30.
And you wake up at like 8 in the morning?
Yeah. Actually, I could sleep 14 hours a night. Like, not a problem.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was an issue. Like, I could sleep all the time.
Do you have, like, blackout curtains, or just it doesn't matter? Lights, sounds, nothing matters?
Well, I have a horrible neighbor who plays Call of Duty all the time. So that's tough because it sounds like there are gunshots going off in my apartment all the time. I feel like I'm living on the front lines. But when he's quiet, then yeah, I can sleep. Like, I don't have blackout curtains, but I don't have windows in my room. But even before then, like, I have always been able to sleep for, like, an extraordinarily long time. One time when I was a kid, I fell off my bed and I hit my head on the nightstand and I busted my head open in my sleep and I didn't wake up.
Oh, my God.
I know. I woke up covered in blood. It was quite terrifying.
Oh, my God.
I know.
With a concussion, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it hasn't affected me, I hope.
I was under the impression that, like, legally, in order for it to be called a bedroom, it has to have a closet and it has to have windows.
Mine is a junior bedroom, I think is, like, the technical name for it, and it costs so much money. Thank you, Miami.
Oh, my God. Chris, how long do you sleep a night?
It depends, obviously, but I try to get six. Like, if I'm asleep by midnight, up around six, that's I try to do earlier than that.
That's where I try to be,
too. And usually late in the week, like, most of the week, it's that. By Thursday, it catches up with me, and yeah. I go to bed earlier because I'm tired, but generally 6 hours.
I don't know how you do it.
Tony, what do you do?
I try to get in bed by, like, 11. I've been trying to be better about it, by, like, 10:30, 11, try to be in bed, and then wake up at 6:30, 7.
You know what I'm realizing? Well, no wonder y'all don't be having all these basketball takes I be wanting y'all to have. Because I be staying up to watch the Kings in the game. Like, every night. Like, I'll stay up to watch every late game. So that's probably contributes to why I don't go to sleep.
West Coast living, buddy.
Also, my wife doesn't want to watch Kings Suns, so it's a problem for me.
Oh, yeah, you're mad.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
salute my sister. That.
Thank you.
I'm like Jeremy. I get like 4 to 5 hours a night. And not like because like, oh, I got stuff to do, whatever. I don't sleep. Like, I wake up, even if I have nothing going on, if I go to sleep early. So I've had, earlier this week, I went to sleep at 10. I was just tired from a long day. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. And then I'm up now. So I just stayed up pretty much. I
got a concept for you.
I'm
just
in shock.
Go back to sleep.
I can't.
I got a concept. Marijuana.
Then I wouldn't wake up again. I'd be just in bed all day long. But I bring all this up because apparently Sydney Sweeney has me and Jeremy beat. She's got Juju beat. She's got everybody beat. She sleeps 2 hours a night.
I take a 2-hour nap like every day, so I don't know. That is just absolutely batshit crazy. Dakota Johnson has the better answer. She came out and she was like, I sleep 14 hours a night, and that's my girl. She gets me.
2 hours a night.
Which, she also doesn't drink coffee, she said.
I don't drink coffee either, so I understand that.
Neither do I.
But 2 hours a night, shout out to Cam and Mace.
Big cap.
There's absolutely no way she sleeps 2 hours a night and doesn't take any naps. And then
is she Cosmo Kramer?
Or maybe she's just an avid skier.
Wow, that is reckless.
Hit it.
Hold on.
Yep, it's buffering.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
Be careful, you're good.
If Sydney Sweeney only sleeps 2 hours a night, doesn't drink coffee, and doesn't take naps, she might be peekaboo street out here.
Wow. A reckless accusation.
Speculation.
I'm speculating. Are you speculating or are you accusing?
She might be in speculation. She is as an accusation. She might be peekaboo street.
Fantastic name, though. Peekaboo Street is one of the top five names ever. Salute to sis.
We need to have her as a guest on the show.
You know what? I agree.
I love you, Peekaboo Street.
Oh, I thought you meant Sydney Sweeney.
I love Sydney Sweeney, too. I love all of them.
I believe her. Her life is very, very fun. So it's like, why would I go to sleep? Look at my Menchies.
What's the Menchies?
I like that Amin said all of them. Like, just all women. I love all of them.
I do.
Loves everybody, man. He's a lovable guy.
Like Larry David. You got no one watches Curb, though, the problem is.
I do. I just haven't caught up on this season. I watched the whole season. I'm sorry.
Are you up to date, Juju?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that happens is Larry, this is not really a big spoiler. It's a very C-level story. But Larry has some cheese. He doesn't want to have it in his car all day just stinking up the car. So he asks Jeff and Susie, can I leave it in your fridge? I'll pick it up later or tomorrow. So he comes back tomorrow. They've eaten the cheese. And Susie's response is, possession is 9/10 of the law. So, you know, it's in my fridge. I eat it. What are you going to
do? I don't know if that holds up in court, by the way.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Not that much of a spoiler. Because that was in the like preview trailer for the next episode last week. So not a spoiler at all.
Speaking of spoilers. Caitlin Clark, they almost got spoiled the other night by West Virginia. Now, we got my sister in the building finally to give more elaborative details on the experience. Sis, talk about it.
Lucy Rodine, Iowa correspondent.
Love it.
It's so good. How did he do it?
I can just get down there sometimes. Can you get down there sometimes? Okay.
Yes, I was at the game. I was at both of Iowa's first round games. Wasn't my favorite game I've ever watched. I didn't love it.
Exciting though, right? Like nail biters are more exciting than.
Yeah, not when all my happiness and joy is staked on this one team.
No, like, I think it's better, dude.
No, you want? I would have rather won by 100.
You want your favorite team to just have blowouts all the way through?
Yes, I would love that. That would be really awesome for me. Iowa actually struggled a lot in the first game too, which people really didn't talk about. Holy Cross really, like, it was tough for Iowa in the first half.
More like unholy cross, am I right?
Thank you.
Are teams doing more than they did in the regular season during the tournament in terms of doubling and stuff?
Not necessarily. The way to beat Iowa isn't to double Caitlin Clark. Like, you can double Caitlin Clark and she's going to score. The way to beat Iowa is force Caitlin Clark to score all the points. Mm. Iowa has a better record when Caitlin scores less points and the supporting cast scores more. I believe Iowa has a losing record when she scored over 40 or 50 points, because if you isolate Caitlin, she can score 50 points a game, but she can't score 100. Mm. She can't score 90, and that's no, you know, shot to her. Right. And so you really saw West Virginia come out, and they just – Iowa struggles with the press, and West Virginia was pressing the entire game. Press Virginia, exactly. And so it was wild to see such a low-scoring game for Iowa under – I think it was like around 60 points. It was tough. It stressed me out quite a bit, but – I will say one of the coolest things ever is Rose and I kept her phone on like a little decibel tracker the entire time.
Oh, yeah?
It got up to, I believe, 115 decibels in the arena. 110 with booze at one point, and I thought that was very special.
What do you make about the hatred online going towards the team, which is saying the referees are responsible, the calls aren't on both sides? Yeah. They did have a lot of questionable calls, but what do you make of that?
I would say that, one, people get mad at me, I didn't call the game. So I don't know what you want me to do. That was not my job. I would say that the refs definitely were in Iowa's favor. I'm not saying they were cheating or anything, but Iowa shot 30 free throws, West Virginia shot 5. I will also say West Virginia plays a style of defense that is more aggressive. You are going to get more calls against you. Like, that's just how that works. Yeah. And if you saw the first half, West Virginia, they were kind of getting away with it. That's just not always going to last. And so there was a crazy free throw discrepancy, and Iowa did get, I think, a little assistance for the refs, but for the most part, I feel like the calls were decently fair, because West Virginia plays very aggressive, and that is how they held Iowa to scoring so few points. Like, it's tough, but like, the thing that made me mad, nobody was talking about Middle Tennessee State LSU, which had the exact same issue.
Right.
And our coach isn't getting any article written about her in the Washington Post.
Talk about it, sis.
Look. I got a question. How do you guys feel about, in the women's tournament, the first two rounds are home court advantage?
I love it
so much. And I saw people getting mad because they're like, you know, it's such an advantage for Iowa, which, like, that's kind of the point. Right. Iowa had an amazing regular season. You should be rewarded for having a good season. Yeah. And so, like, with the men's side, I know they're not at home court, but you see that they try to put teams.
Regionally.
Yeah, like UNC played in Charlotte. Like, they're doing that on purpose. Yeah. You earn that advantage. Iowa earned that advantage. South Carolina earned that advantage. And you're going to see it in the college football playoff, where the first round's going to be held at the higher seat. Like,
but
if
we
you
want
earn
upsets.
It, you earn it.
But we want to. That's
and
the
we,
reason,
got,
I think.
But we got upsets. Duke beat Ohio State. Colorado beat Kansas State. Like, you'd see less upsets in the women's game in general, but you're still getting those upsets and you're getting those atmospheres. Like, the alternative is, okay, you have Iowa and, you know, West Virginia go play in
Des Moines.
In Des Moines, or even worse, like, you sometimes it doesn't work out and they're in, you know, Spokane, Washington. And now, instead of having a sold out game where you're reaching decibels in the hundreds, you have, you know, a 75-50% full crowd. Like, it's just, you earned home court advantage. I love it.
Right, and I'm pretty sure West Virginia's coach, when they got off the bus, they told him, look, we're going in here to Caitlin Clark's final game in Iowa. It's not going to be pretty. Sometimes we're going to be 5-on-7 with these referees, but we're going to have to persevere. And to their credit, bro.
That's a great coach's speech right there, by the way. 5-on-7 is classic.
What happened to the third ref? The third ref is cool?
Yeah, he cool. He's cool. But
he's neutral. You don't know.
Right, but yeah, but for them to show that perseverance, much hats off to West Virginia to going into that atmosphere and actually performing that well.
They were so good, and like the press works well against Lisa Bluter. It works well against Iowa. They planned appropriately. I do think the West Virginia coach made a mistake by singling out Caitlin Clark before the game, giving some big speech to boosters of how we're going to send her packing. Right. Know who you're messing with, man. Caitlin's going to take all that very personally.
And when it was close in the first half, please don't hate me, Lucy.
I already do.
I jumped on West Virginia +9.5 because I'm just like, it felt like it was going to be a close game with the way that second quarter went. So I'm like 9.5. And of course, Iowa comes out third quarter, goes on a run. And late in the game, they won by 10. And I'm telling you, those free throws late in the game, like, Caitlin, you could have missed one of those free throws. That's all I needed.
Bruh,
all about you.
Speaking of fire under Caitlin, Gino tried to light some fire under Caitlin this week by saying Paige is the best player in the country. Check the numbers. What do you feel about that?
I'm so sick and tired of the debate of people being like, if Paige hadn't gotten hurt, she was supposed to be what Caitlin was. Paige is a very good player. Caitlin is a very good player. I don't understand why we have to pretend that they both can't be great players. They're both great players. Right. Like, I don't know what we're doing.
Comparison
here.
Is what, Juju?
The thief of joy.
Give me some of that.
Lucy Rodine, Iowa correspondent.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Levitard.
And then Matt Stafford threw him 25-2. Oh, there's a brand new kid in town out of BYU.
Stugatz.
They call him Puka. Puka Nacua. His quarterback is not named Tua. Yeah, he is Puka. Puka Nacua.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
All right, so earlier in the show, we had the March Sadness bracket, the region for songs. This next region is for the club.
We got club sounds here, and there's some intense battles going on here.
Is it as
poorly seated? Yes.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Well, that's debatable.
Is it absolutely as poorly seated?
All right, let's start here with a 2 seed. We have Dabo Sweeney. It was a very popular sound this year. A caller complaining about Clemson, and Dabo was just not having it.
Why are we paying you $11.5 million to go 4-4? And it's not just this year. It's been just a refusal to accept.
You can have all your opinions if you want. Right? I don't know how old you are. Don't really care. Let me tell you something.
Strong.
We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem. To be honest with you, because that is part of the problem. There's people like you, if all you do is the appreciation, the expectation is greater than the appreciation. And that's the problem. Am I perfect? No, I'm far from it. And I am a man of faith. Absolutely. I'm 53 years old. And there ain't one thing in my life. I have been a part of failure many times. But there ain't one thing in my life that I ever failed at. Tyler.
It was really just building up to that last clip of him just being just the most dismissive name you could ever say about somebody. So that is going up against 15 seed Michigan coach crying on the field when Jim Harbaugh was not there.
Well, I thank the Lord. Well, I thank Coach Harbaugh. I love you, man. I love the shit out of you, man. This is for you. For this university, the president. Our AD, we got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These guys right here, man. These guys did it, man.
Juju, correct me if I'm wrong. That's reminiscent, right? Can't hardly wait. It's all about the memories, man.
Bro, that was a crocodile tears coming out of that brother's face.
And Preston Myers.
Let me remind you, March Sadness is presented by Get Your Guide. Yeah. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S., and around the world at getyourguide.com. We keep it moving here in the club region. Stephen A. Smith went on an epic rant about Jason Whitlock. We're not going to play the entire thing.
This is a 1 seed, right?
This is a 3 seed. And this is just his dismount, and it's one of the best clips of the year, easily.
You fat piece of shit.
And that wasn't a top 2 seed.
And that is competing with Todd Bowles just really not making much sense.
Coach, looking forward towards Detroit. The weather has been a factor in some of the playoff games, even for the most prepared teams. Today, it's 13 in Detroit, which doesn't compare to some of the temperatures we tend to talk to. Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure, but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome. No, nothing planned. We're indoors.
He was making fun of the reporter I said Todd Bowles. This is a lot. My head's spinning in here. I'm sorry.
We're chucking a lot
in
here.
It's okay. It's okay. It's drinking out of a fire hose, right? That's what Dan says.
Let's go in next.
Oh, wow.
Let's go next to 5 versus 12.
Adventurous things.
The 5 seed. This is a great clip of Paul McCartney complaining about Foreigner not being in the Hall of Fame.
Foreigner? Not in the Hall of Fame? What the f***?
That's the best clip we have.
5 seed?
Fraud, by the way. McCartney.
Salute to Paul. Because he's dead? Looking good after all these years, though, man. No,
why is he a fraud?
He's a fraud, man. He was talking shit about Phil Collins back in the day. I didn't like it, so that was the day I...
Back when Laurence Olivier was alive?
Yeah, man. Watch yourself. You don't want thin eyes there, buddy. Who's
the 12th seed is Mayor of New York, Eric Adams, just stepping in it.
Mr. Mayor, we've come to the end of what was a very eventful 2023, right? So when you look at the totality of the year, if you had to describe it, and it's tough to do, in one word, what would that word be, and tell me why?
New York. This is a place where every day you wake up, you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center to a person who's celebrating a new business that's open. This is a very, very complicated city, and that's why it's the greatest city on the globe.
5-12 upset rears its head again because, boys, Eric Adams, if he don't move on to the next round, I'm going to question these listeners for sure. All right.
8-9 matchup. We have Lucy with one of her most epic quotes of the year, I would say.
I was getting bitches left and right.
That might be the favorite to come out the whole
God,
region.
That's so good.
I was. Guess what? One of them texted me back this weekend, asked if I could hang out.
Hey.
I'm busy, though. Sorry, Lexi.
And that is competing with a 9 seed. It's a clip of me talking about my wife, and I'm worried that she might be cheating on me.
Yeah,
can I be vulnerable for a second? Billy shared, and he was vulnerable there, so I want to be vulnerable.
Oh, boy.
If you find out your spouse or significant other is playing Wordle with somebody that you were unaware there, is catching your wife in a Wordle game the same as catching your wife at lunch, is what I want to ask.
What?
Better get on that.
Yeah.
How can you play Wordle with someone else? Don't you play Wordle with someone?
No.
Is it a
dude? Maybe I'm saying words with friends.
Friends.
Sorry.
Is it a dude?
Yeah, no, you should be
concerned.
The game where you send words
you
back
and forth. You have generally trouble with words.
Is it
yes.
a is
words
it a dude?
With friends with benefits.
Yeah, you should be
concerned. Is it a dude?
It is a dude.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Be concerned.
Words with friends with benefits.
Like, what's the line? Where's the line on, like, what's going on there?
Well, you're saying, but this is what you're saying.
All right, yeah, Lucy's going to beat me there.
Feeling real good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
Did I tell you about the seeding, or did I tell you about the seeding beforehand? I told you.
Tony, you might be onto something.
Something's not right with this tournament.
All right, we're moving on here, and this is a 1 seed. The 1 seed in the club region, and it is a member of our show's grandma.
I'm seeing the arrangement that Jessica's grandmother got in queue here that we're about to play, and it is a really nice-looking arrangement, and I have my regrets.
Okay, but let's play for the audience. Jessica, does this need any other setup? Because I'm telling you, in reading the transcript, I was just made so happy. How does this woman sound? Please tell me she's got a thick, thick accent, and she sounds extra old.
She sounds like she's from Chicago, and she grew up in Little Italy.
Let me hear this.
I got the... Jessica... Holy shit. I got the most gorgeous roses. I don't think I ever got that many roses in my whole life. Certainly not from your lovely grandfather, God may his soul rest in peace. Thank you. Oh my God. They are beautiful. I'm flabbergasted. I mean, holy shit. I don't know what it's for, but I love you for it. Thank you. You've made my day. I mean, they are gorgeous.
Holy shit. I mean, that's a good 1 seed. I mean, that's...
Oh, come on. That's that run-on sentence that ends with, certainly from your lovely grandfather, God rest his soul. I mean, come on.
It's like a 4 seed.
It's
hosting. It's hosting a game.
It's hosting for sure.
Come on. But salute the 1-800 flowers at that.
Always. Well.
Yeah, hell yeah. 16 seed is who is competing with that, and that is David Sampson with just
this is a
quick, short little clip that we all enjoyed very much.
Go pee pee.
Hey,
16 seed.
That's a
16 seed.
Go pee pee.
Let me do it again. Let me for the people in the back. That's St.
Peter's. Yeah, we can hear.
Oh, that's
go pee pee.
That's the movie I'm doing for Citizen Hope. Stop. Yes, that's St. Peter's. 16 seed? I'm predicting it's
going
to
win. Go pee-pee.
Go pee-pee? That was one of the greatest quotes of the year. We're making that a 16 seed?
What the hell is Cinephobe?
All right, we got a 4 seed now. And this is another one from Jessica. This is not her grandma this time, but some of Jessica's best work in the club this year was Misogynistic Bane.
Fakes. I don't like smelly either. Women stay home in the kitchen where they belong.
And that is competing with the time that I threatened to kill Santa. I threatened to kill Santa.
Whoa!
Kill?
Like kill murder?
Him? It needed to be done.
Like, it's not bad enough that she has to witness Santa dead in a pool of his own blood.
If you pee in this bed one more time. Whoa. Well, it's my bed.
She now has to imagine her father in jail for murder.
How'd your wife take that?
Famously for murdering Santa.
That's right.
Bruh, I predict this. Misogynistic Bane will win. Go all the way.
Making a deep run, I think. Well, I agree with that.
Win the region?
The national championship.
The national championship? I don't
know.
No way.
Over Nice Hat Asshole? You're crazy.
Oh, it's in the same region as that?
No, but it's going to eventually get there.
If you say they're going to win the championship.
Never mind. I feel like Nice Hat Asshole and Misogynistic Bane will be the championship.
Okay,
round.
So you're saying they're going to win the region?
Unless they're in the same side of the bracket, then they can't. But it'll be the final four.
Yeah.
And semantics.
Our final matchup of the day in the March Sadness tournament, which is presented by Get Your Guide. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com. Nice. Guy that got stuck in the vase. He is the 7 seed.
I'm doing everything I f***ing can! God damn it!
My sweater off, I took my belt off, and I didn't do shit.
You got it, Connor. You got it.
All right, it's a guy stuck in a vase.
Yo, the most underrated part about that is that salt and pepper Shoop is played in the background.
That's all I heard. Shoop,
baby.
So the guy stuck in the vase is competing against.
Hold on. Okay. That's a 7 seed?
That is a 7 seed.
This seeds. I'll tell you what.
It is competing against a 10 seed, Charles Barkley, one of my favorite clips, him trying to say Sergei Bobrovsky.
And I'm going to just tell y'all something. Sergei Bobovka, that's the goalie for the Panthers.
Sergei Bobovkov.
Oh, man.
So that is our March Sadness update for the day. Make sure to go to our social channels and vote for all these winners. If you're not happy with the seedings, you can control who moves on. So go to our socials and vote.
Juju's got Misogynistic Bane in the championship. Final
first,
four.
Maybe Nice Hat Asshole.
Misogynistic Bane.
I think Lucy, I Get Bitches Left and Right is a tough opponent.
It's a tough opponent. Dare I say, I'm predicting how
he hasn't talked to anybody, by the way.
Vote. Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody. Do I not know anything, brother? But I just know the pulse. I got my finger on the pulse of the Levitard crowd.
Yo. I think, Misogynistic Bane was one of the great revelations of last year, new character. But for the next year, I want this character to continue to grow. Muslim Mike
Greeny.
Greenberg. Muslim Greeny. Wait, jail Muslim.
Enlightened Greeny.
Prison Muslim Greeny. I keep thinking of the dude in Don't Be a Menace, Swan, my brother.
Right.
Man, that might be one of the most fun things we've come up with in the last, I don't know how many months. The idea of Greeny in prison for just an hour would convert to Islam.
That's how you know this thing is rigged. No me in this. Stop the count.
I was getting bitches left and right.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Levitard.
Photography's not as hard as it's made out to be. And now with computers, I mean, you can make anything look like anything. It's almost cheating. It's not fair. Yep. If you push a button and it takes 1,000 pictures, you're going to find a good one in the batch.
There were a lot of photographers there taking thousands of pictures. One got that photograph. Okay, good retort.
Stugatz.
Haven't you ever passed by photographers?
I guarantee you when that shot was taken, we didn't just hear ch-ch. That's not what you heard. If you were by that camera,
like in my ear with that.
He does a good camera.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
One thing that I really regret not asking David Sampson about earlier is the full-on assault the NFL is having on the NBA. For the third consecutive year, they're doing NFL Christmas. This time, they can't even lie and say, well, it was kind of near Sunday or Monday. It's a Wednesday this year. They're going doubleheader on Wednesday, Christmas. And I'm just like, you know what? You got NBA. You got punked out. My man said he wants your fruit cup, and you have to come up off of it. And there is no squirrel master that's going to save you.
Hey, I see your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Do we want NFL Christmas? That sounds like a dumb question, but
of course we do.
Like, so here's my issue with NFL Christmas, right? You got the Christmas, you're there with the family, you're doing either a breakfast or a lunch or a dinner, you're, you know, opening presents, you got little kids, they're opening presents, people taking videos, everybody loves it. But the problem is I gotta be locked into my NFL. Right? So then I have to watch Raiders Chiefs in a rainy game on Christmas while my nephews and nieces are opening up presents. They're like, why can't you? And I'm like, well, me and Juju Gotti have Sunday Night Live. I need to know what I'm talking about. Mahomes got sacked 7 times. Max Crosby's a beast. I wouldn't know that if I didn't watch.
I have you smoking for some reason in this.
Move. Oh, come on. Yeah, come on.
With a glass of the finest brandy.
What? Hurry. Time out.
Other news in the NFL this week. We got the hip drop tackle banned. And for the life of me, I've watched 8 million clips. I still don't know what a hip drop tackle is. It looks like a tackle.
All I know is it's going to make every game much more complicated and annoying. That's all I know.
For sure. But like, it starts with, I watched the clips of the hip drop tackle, and I said, okay, if they can't tackle like that, then how the hell are they supposed to tackle?
Put a hat in a hat.
That's a tackle. It's not like a horse collar or something that has a very signature look to it. It looks like a tackle.
Now, you could tell a hip drop tackle. So you're grabbing somebody by the waist and then you're using your momentum to almost like bring them down. The problem is when you're turning them around like that, their legs get caught up. There's been like 6 tight ends that have had their legs completely destroyed by hip drop tackles.
And Jordan Travis.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the momentum when, come here, Jeremy.
There we go. We're getting a demonstration.
He's running.
Yeah.
He's running. I'm catching him here. And
there you
then
go.
I'm turning him
nice.
On a tackle.
Don't sit down yet, Jeremy, because we're going to take this a step further.
And imagine also, Jeremy is not just Jeremy. It's like Nick Chubb or Derrick Henry. So you have to do that to him.
Now you can't do that anymore. How are you supposed to tackle someone that big running that fast?
Well, if he's running if I'm trying to catch him from behind, doing a classic shoelace tackle, right? I got to go low.
Little how's your uncle?
Well, no, that's in the pile. No. So I'm going low, trying to wrap up his feet, right? Or I'm going high and trying to sit down on him or like lean down on him.
Unless he's a quarterback, then you can't go too low or too high.
You got to go right in the middle.
Exactly right. Yeah. Have to hit
shoulder.
Hey, Billy.
Gut.
Hey. The shoulder drop tackle seems just as dangerous.
Receiver? Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying, like, that's not a great option.
I'm not happy with the rule. I'm just saying, like,
isn't the drop tackle when you just, like, basically, like, throw all your body weight? Like, you just, like, lose possession. Like, your soul leaves your body and you just fall straight to the ground and that's how you injure them? Right. Like, you just are like, ugh! You just bring them down with you?
Isn't that how you tackle? I'm missing something.
No, Tony.
It's the turn. It's the turn. Wait, that's the issue.
All right, Tony, stand still. I'll show you.
Billy, who's been here all the whole time, by the way, just
He can actually injure me here, so I'm actually. You know what, Jeremy? Hold on, Jeremy, you do it.
Hold on a second.
All right,
I'm fine. Yeah, I got it.
Well,
I'm here to demonstrate.
Yeah, Jeremy's got you. They don't pay me enough to do that.
Look at me. I look at my men in the eyes when I tackle them. Look at me in the eyes.
Wait a second.
But it's not.
What's happening?
You're not going to lead with your head. I'm showing a proper tackle.
Proper tackling technique.
Don't worry. No, this will go well.
Yeah.
Don't lead with your head.
Right.
You don't want to lead with the crowd.
No, that's bad.
Put your arms up.
He's about to tackle him.
You got to go through.
Jesus.
Like that.
Goldberg.
Low man wins.
Like that.
And Jeremy's dead.
Yeah. He's not, but it was a legal tackle.
Very legal. Very above board.
They actually would have thrown a flag on that, so, I think.
No, they wouldn't have. I didn't even put my body
you
weight.
Can't drop, you can't drop him like that.
Well, I didn't want to hurt him, so I didn't go all I didn't follow through.
He didn't follow through at all.
I just went, yeah.
He did not inhale.
But
if we can't do that, what can we do?
But that's my point, Billy.
Can't even kick the ball off anymore.
Because here's the thing. That
Sorry,
works.
Jeremy.
That works face-to-face, but
I'm
again.
Suing the company.
In a situation where.
You're running behind
My knee
him.
Hurts. I mean,
you're trying to chase him down.
What?
You're trying to chase someone down. Like, just wrapping around them isn't going to be enough. Just jumping on them, if they're going forward, they can boost and go forward. The only way to stop someone running away from you at some point is to do that.
Is the hip drop bringing them back?
For real. You boost. Now, you guys said a bunch of guys got hurt recently. Over the last 25 years, how many people have gotten hurt off of that specific tackle?
Probably a lot that we haven't thought of.
One person got hurt off a tackle today.
Millions, almost, I think.
But it's the same conversation you have about the horse collar tackle. How many people got hurt in the horse collar in the last... Probably a ton.
The horse collar seems like an avoidable type of tackle, though. I'm dead serious. If you can't tackle someone like that, I don't know how you stop a guy running away. I just don't.
Especially Derrick Henry is hard.
Swiping at the feet is like the only way.
Right. Right. Do you think that Derrick Henry purposefully didn't sign until the rule was outlawed so that way he could get more money? Because everybody realized he would be really good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm listening.
Yeah,
he got his third eye open.
There
That's
it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Football Illuminati coming soon. How do we feel about the NFL lifting off of XFL rules?
Smart.
What rules are you specifically talking about?
The kickoff.
The new kickoff.
What are the new kickoff rules?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked me, Juju. The new kickoff rule is now that there's a kind of a receiving zone, and so now instead of the players starting all the way back and running 100 miles an hour and then crashing into each other, they're all kind of bunched into a smaller zone, so that eliminates kind of the speed of these collisions when they happen. They're more close quarters to begin with.
Want a demonstration, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Line up here next.
Absolutely. Not.
No, you just stand right in front of him. You're good.
Mark and Jeremy,
I think it's done.
Look, for player safety, whatever advancements need to be made, I feel like I'm with it. I think they should start playing in those big puffy practice helmets. They're so adorable, number one. And also, why not? If y'all practice in them, it seems illogical.
I feel like they're just really uncomfortable, right? Because it's so much more on top of you.
You know what else
has to be heavy,
uncomfortable?
Right?
Concussion syndrome. That's very uncomfortable.
CTE.
That's true.
CTE.
I have that now.
You know what's funny is, and this is my ignorance, so y'all got to bear with me. When I heard the NFL has new kickoff rules and they're taking them from the XFL, I swear to God, I thought it was, remember the first XFL where they put the ball?
The best kickoff.
And they had to run, and the first guy to get to the ball, that's who got the...
Like dodgeball?
Yeah, like dodgeball rules. That's what I thought, and I was like, holy shit.
That would be awesome.
I'm locked in now. Here we are.
That's what gets you back into football, man?
Yes. Old XFL rules? Absolutely. Next up, jerseys where I can have my nickname on them. He hate me.
One of the best jerseys out there.
Ever. Yeah. One of the best jerseys ever. I defy. Oh, speaking of jersey talk, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday on my way to Heat Warriors, I see a guy wearing a Wade jersey. But it's not any Wade jersey. It's a Heat Culture Wade jersey. Well, clearly, Dwayne Wade did not play when they had the Heat Culture jerseys.
Dangerous game, I mean. People don't like it when you bring that up.
Well, I just want to say, like, this jersey's rather new, but Dwayne Wade wasn't here for this. He was somewhere else, right? So my question is there any other player for any other franchise in sports where you will see the new design for that old player? So
yep, Udonis Haslam. Probably a ton of like legends.
Right, Penny Hardaway.
I have never seen a Penny Hardaway modern Orlando jersey.
Matter of fact, Shaq. I'll say Shaquille O'Neal.
You've seen a Shaq modern? Yeah.
They got a whole bunch of Shaq knockoffs and moderns.
I'm not talking about knockoffs.
I've seen Marino. Knockoffs, I've seen Dan Marino like with the new logo.
Really?
The Dolphins logo.
For sure.
Wow.
I think this is pretty common.
I've never seen it.
Pretty comps.
Okay. So, okay. Let me take it another level. How many of those legends own another team? Not affiliated with the franchise anymore.
Why'd you just throw your pen? Because how dare you say Dwayne Wade's not affiliated with
emphasis,
the franchise?
Emphasis on the right syllable.
I can't think of any other owners or people affiliated with jerseys. I'm not sure the logistics of this at all.
Well, I'll give you the logistics. Grant Hill is a current part owner of the Hawks. I don't see current Grant Hill Pistons jerseys.
I do see the Pistons.
The modern one, Motor City. You see the Motor City with Hill on the back? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about jerseys.
I'm pretty sure if you go to Detroit into that arena, you can find you a Motor City Hill jersey.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, not going to Detroit. It's not going to happen.
So quit asking.
Maybe in the summertime.
Yeah.
But not now. Not in season. Even though Monty Williams is probably upset about it. Monty Williams, lots of complaining about the Knicks this year.
Love it.
Lots of complaining about the Knicks this year. Let me throw that out there.
Speaking of in season, do you think the Lakers with this in season tournament trophy, is it going to matter at all next year? Like, because the Lakers had such a decline after winning that, do you think the same fervor and the same vigor is going to be
the curse? It's now it's becoming the curse of the in-season tournament.
Right.
Because they won it, and now they're falling off.
They straighten up because they're looking good. They looked good last night against the Bucks. So,
well, everybody who played an in-season tournament in Vegas, other than Pelicans have done better. But, like, the Bucks kind of struggled. The Pacers, they struggled. The Lakers clearly have struggled. The Pelicans, who got blown out, the only ones that are actually doing well. So the in-season tournament, bad for basketball. On the next Dan Le Batard Show.
But since we have 50 seconds left,
okay.
I think that we should, I mean, Halliburton was one of the stars of the in-season tournament.
Yes.
And the load management situation has gotten, without being eligible for the awards and playing a certain amount of games, I feel like he hurt himself by trying to be eligible for some of these awards. And I think that has kind of hurt the Pacers' chances moving forward.
Absolutely. Same thing with Joel Embiid, who literally hurt himself trying to do that. But, guys, I've had such a fun time.
I also hurt myself. I think there's concrete underneath this carpet.
I'm excited for Tony Brackets coming up in the post-game.
Oh, yeah. We do have a post-game with Tony Brackets, who's in which percentile?
96th percentile of all brackets.
I'm so proud of you.
You know, just
hey, you know
stuff.
What? You and me.
Wow. Are you?
Whoa,
are you my real Dan mean? Never My real Dan never plays catch with me.
Hey, look, I'm your step-Dan, but I'm the Dan that stepped in.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.